year freshman, here's what you need to know about college, thanks to the Aren't Talked About edition. Hey freshies, it's Abijah, your host for this podcast, Dear Freshman, and it's officially the first episode of the podcast. Yay! This week is the fifth week since classes have started, and Sunday, this past Sunday, actually just hit a month into the fall semester. How are you? How is everyone feeling? How are classes? How is the college life so far? Girls, if you rushed for a sorority, how was that for you? What sorority are you in? And I hope you're having fun and enjoying the sorority that you're in. And if you're not in a sorority, that's still completely okay. I hope you're enjoying the college life. Boys, if you're currently rushing, are you excited for bid day this weekend? And hopefully you had fun connecting with all the brothers that we have here on campus. I know, it's only been a month since college started. It's only a month into the fall semester. But wherever you may be at in your college journey that you've just entered, I hope all is well. And if it's not, just know that you're not the only one going through it and that everything will be okay. So for this episode, our very first episode, I wanted to touch on the topic of what freshmen should know about college life, things that aren't talked about as much edition. Looking back to my freshman year, there was a few things that I experienced that I was never warned about, I had never seen anybody talk about, and I wanted to share those experiences as well as share with you other experiences from your fellow UE students who have had their fair share of experiences that they were never warned about, to let you know that whatever you're experiencing or you have experienced already a month into this semester, that it's okay and you're not the only one. So before I start yapping about my experience that I would like to share with you guys, I'm going to share other experiences that other UE students have allowed me to share with you. So first up, our first student shares their guilt of not feeling homesick and how homesickness affected them afterwards. If you don't already know, homesickness is basically the feeling of being unhappy because you're far away from home, from your family, from your friends, from the comfort of your own personal room. I myself have been experiencing homesickness just a little bit, even though I'm not that far away from home. But there's not a specific distance of being away for you to experience homesickness. I personally think that homesickness is something that is very common during freshman or just as a college student in general. It's very common to go through it multiple times during your college life, and it's not something that you should be embarrassed of because you're not the only one who has ever gone through it. So homesickness is common for college students and it's okay. Tips that can help you cope with this, I think a pretty good one is finding your personal space where you can feel comfortable. So it may be your dorm room, even if you have a roommate. It could be with your friends, just anywhere where you feel like you have a family away from your family. So definitely build that support system with your friends. Find your own people. Decorate your dorm room with family pictures or anywhere where you can just relax and have a little bit of comfortability and, you know, just a place where you can relax and calm down when you're feeling a little down. Other coping mechanisms that are known to help or other people have tried that you should try are yoga or meditation, or if you like going to the gym, having a good workout is also another way that you can find some relaxing time. My favorite, and I've been doing this almost every single day since this semester has started, is having a simple phone call or FaceTime with my parents or my sister. It definitely helps me feel a lot better with all the stress that I have been going through this semester, as I'm sure that you have been going through as well. But being able to talk to my family is definitely what keeps me relaxed and back on track most. Okay, moving on to the second student that have shared their experience to us. They said that it was hard to learn to find the balance between life, school, friends, and everything in between. I feel like this is a very, very, very common experience that all college students go through. I definitely went through it and I still am, but I have definitely gotten the hang and gotten a little bit better with how I handle my schedule and how I handle finding that balance. As someone who takes on a lot, I have a lot of responsibilities. I've become extroverted and a little bit more than what I used to be, and I'm in a lot of clubs and organizations and a lot of responsibilities that I've taken on. Even if you don't do all of that, it's still a lot to get used to in college, because I feel like the workload and responsibilities are heavier in college than they are in high school. No matter where you are in your college life, no matter what your schedule looks like, there's still gonna be a time that you're gonna look for a balance between school and simply living life. You know, the biggest tip that I can give you if you're having a hard time finding this balance, and what really helped me last year during my freshman year, is to set clear priorities and to learn to say no. Having a clear understanding of what is important to you helps you make the right decisions about where to put your focus and your time and your energy. And if you're a people pleaser like I used to be, and I still am a little bit, or even if you're not, know that it's okay to say no, and that itself is self-care. Learning to say no if it's 8 p.m. and you've had a long, tiring day and your friends are gonna go out and have some fun, don't be afraid to say no. Even though you might have FOMO, experience fear of missing out, college is 4 long years. It passes by like nothing, but I'm telling you that there are plenty of opportunities to go out and have fun with your friends. The most important thing in college is to prioritize yourself on top of your academics. Self-care. So set clear priorities and learn to say no. It's okay to miss out sometimes. You're gonna have other experiences that you're going to explore during the time that you have here, and you can go on other adventures and explore together with them also. That was really corny, but you get what I'm saying. So yeah, set clear priorities and learn to say no. Some things that I feel like weren't talked about as much before I entered college, or what I wish somebody would have warned me about before I entered college, is having good time management skills. Just like finding the balance between life, school, friends, and everything in between, time management is definitely a good key to having a good balance between all of those things. The different kinds of studying techniques. I definitely didn't study the way I study now when I was in high school. There are definitely different ways I have learned that I can comprehend my classes, which is really, really cool. So that should be something that you're looking into if you're having a hard time with a specific class. You should be getting the feel, since it's the 5th week since classes have started. So definitely get a feel of what that class is like and try your best to see what kind of study technique is out there that you think might help you be better in that class. I wish somebody would have told me that it wasn't embarrassing to use our campus resources. If I didn't step out of my comfort zone and not care about what other people would have thought, I would have failed that math class if I didn't go to that math tutoring. I'm gonna be so for real. I would have failed it. So it's not embarrassing to use any of the campus resources that we have here on campus. That doesn't make you lame. It really doesn't. If anything, it makes you more cooler because it shows that you care. All right. So now I get to yap about my freshman experience and what advice I would like to give you freshmen from my freshman year. And it's having an open mind. When I was in high school, I was not involved in a lot, and I kept a very small circle. I was reserved, and I kept to myself. And like I said earlier, I underestimated how much being in a different environment would affect me, because even though I was familiar with the Evansville area already, I just never expected that being around so many people would had affected me the way that it did, and living with a roommate was definitely not something that I had prepared for. Living with a roommate definitely opened my eyes into how much I loved my personal space and how much it affected me as a person and my daily life as a college student. Before I learned how to have an open mind, I lost several opportunities in trying new activities and especially stepping out of my comfort zone. This hindered my personal growth because I was the type of person who didn't like to accept change, and I didn't like new ideas and experiences. Even though I felt and experienced a lot of FOMO, and not having an open mind just kept me in my room, having the fear of missing out feeling because I wasn't stepping out of my comfort zone and putting myself out there. And most importantly, I lost career opportunities during my freshman year because I wasn't open to learning new things or skills, or I just didn't think I could do it. So put yourself out there and have an open mind. What is an open mind? Having an open mind in college is spreading your wings and putting yourself out there. Join that club that you find even a little bit interesting. Talk to that person that you feel like you would get along. You know, stay curious. I feel like staying curious is really good for keeping an open mind and learning about new people and learning about the resources that we have here on campus and learning about the diversity, just learning about new ideas and topics. Seek out information, whatever information you're interested in. Talk to whoever you might think might have an answer to whatever you're curious about. Participate in school events, even if you don't want to join any clubs or organizations. We still have school events, and which are all pretty fun, to be honest. So participate in those. Those are really, really good ways to meet new people. Participate in discussions. If you're hearing a topic, if you're sitting at a lunch table and you hear a topic from the table behind you that you want to have a say in, participate in it, you know? Accept uncertainty. Nothing is ever set and guaranteed. Like, everything is bound to change. Nothing goes as planned. So accept that things could go wrong any minute. I'm not saying that I want you to overthink, but just prepare yourself for when things can go wrong. You know, it's bound to happen. Just accept it. Stay open to feedback. Learn how to take constructive criticism from your professors, your peers. It can provide valuable insights to help you grow as a student and as a person. So yeah, practice being present and aware of your thoughts and feelings. That's definitely a big one. This is a good way you can take care of yourself mentally and emotionally. Just accept how you feel is how you feel, and that how you're feeling is okay. And then think about what you can do to help you get rid of whatever you're feeling. So yeah, just be open to life itself. Okay, so that pretty much wraps up everything that I wanted to talk about in this episode. Hopefully I brought you a little bit of comfort. If you're going through something, just having some simple little doubts that you have in your mind, I hope that all of your classes are going well. I hope the college experience is going well so far. If not, it'll be okay. Not everyone has the college experience right away, and whatever kind of college experience you have imagined in your head, it could be a whole different college experience. You know, everyone's experiences are all different, and I hope that this episode brought you some comfort into whatever you may be going through as a freshman. Just know that everything will be okay, everything will settle down, and I hope all of your classes are going well, and I hope the college life is treating you good. Have a good night. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of Dear Freshman. This podcast is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the the campus and community to important information and points of view. Please check out Fireside Aces Radio for more podcasts.